Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith and as always I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. We had a discussion and we said that films are far too easy to watch nowadays. There's far too many streaming platforms. It is just too easy. So we are telling you what you can watch on the box at home this week. Seeing as it's Christmas, they're all Christmas films, a bit like last week with Full Monty. Ben, what's this week's Christmas pick?
It's another Christmas banger. It's Crazy Rich Asians, BBC One. Wednesday the 22nd of December, 10:35 to 12:30 a.m. It's a premiere.
Oh, wow.
It's a terrestrial premiere.
Wow.
I think this is a fantastic film. I trawled the fucking listings and it was full of shit. This is a fucking great film. Wednesday the 22nd of December, 10:35 to 12:30, BBC One. Crazy Rich Asians, get on it.
This is on my list of Coulson podcast picks.
I think you watched it when we lived together, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I really like it, really like it.
My girlfriend really likes this film. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's mint.
Is it good, yeah?
But it is, it's on the list. So at some point, Jack, maybe not series 5, maybe series 20. It's on my list.
Keep me guessing.
Well, there you go. It's an absolute Christmas banger. I was sick of looking at the fucking Polar Express every other hour.
Why aren't you going to pick it?
It's him in his shit pyjamas, that fucking Polar Express. It winds me up.
I like Polar Express.
Oh, it's on all the time.
What about the Nutcracker? The Nutcracker on?
Everything's on. They just repeat the same shit. Polar Express, Nativity 1, 2, 3 and 4. Guess what my daughter was watching the other day? Nativity 2.
Is it any good?
Well, the first one wasn't any good, Coulson.
No, it was good. It was good.
I might have to watch number two.
Do you realise you gave Nativity more than La Haine?
Yeah.
Think about that. Just think about that.
It's relatable.
Fucking relatable. Right, let's go around the world.
Straight in.
I've got no time to fuck about now. It's 9:15. I haven't got time to fuck about. I'm tired. I've got to deliver presents later.
For some people, this is their Monday morning driving to work and they're really distressed from the weekend. They're going to listen to this. And it's us three on bloody Monday night in the Batcave at 9:45. Go on then, Ben. Jump in your plane.
Right, I'm on the plane now. It's got a bit different because of all the testing I've had to do. But I've gone somewhere. They've let me in. How the fuck they've let me in? Guam.
Where?
Where?
Yes, hello. Now, some people have thrown a slight bit of shit at this bit in the extraterrestrial, saying, is it how many episodes they've listened to? There's 25 pages of Around the World. It's not like it's one or two. There's pages of places from around the world. So I pick the ones that make me laugh. Guam. It's the most western point of America. It's an island. Guam. So if you're born there, you're still American, apparently. Just. But it is right out in the sea.
One.
Well, I can't go one.
What's the population?
Don't know. Four?
Well, I'll go two.
It's one.
Oh.
Guam, look it up. Everyone now, on your Monday morning, think to yourself.
So what's it near?
Fuck all, see?
How do you spell Guam?
G-U-A-M.
It's in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's in between the Philippines and L.A.
It's in the unincorporated territory of the United States in the Micronesia subregion of the Western Pacific Ocean. It's the westernmost point and territory of the United States.
Tell you what, Gab Gab Beach looks bloody lovely.
Let's go. Let's see if that person, one person, ask us over.
The Soap Cinema Club World Tour. Well, there's clearly a market for it, isn't there? They clearly want us.
Hiya!
Where's next?
Here we go, Mexico. Straight off Mexico.
It's got to be in the 20s.
Nah.
25. 25. 25 easy for Mexico.
A 7.
Whoa! Are you joking? Have you cheated?
Bang on.
It's 7.
That's 2 out of 2 for him.
Okay. United Arab Emirates. Let's see what you get. If you get this, I'm walking off the podcast.
Some of your mates are in Dubai at the moment as well. So it's, do you think they've been listening?
Right, okay, this changes things. Big destination for British. Go to Dubai, don't they? I'm going to go 15.
I've got two numbers in my head and I feel like one of them's going to be right.
Ooh, think about it. Is this a game show? This is what people want on a Monday.
I'm going to write both my numbers down in case one of them is right and I'm like pure mystic, mate.
Oh, fuck me. It's a whole low world of tension.
Right, I'm going 17.
What's your other number?
23.
Ooh, any other numbers?
No.
13.
Ah.
Oh. What did I say? 14.
15.
Oh.
Yeah, but good. But good.
Good guesses.
But good.
Good
what
guesses.
A good round this has turned out to be. So everyone thinks it could be. It could sound a bit shit. This, but actually,
it never
so
is.
Every week,
it never is.
Every week, it pulls itself out, doesn't it?
This episode was meant to be about a film on telly. We talk about a film on telly for a minute.
The rest of the time, we talk about where we've been around the world.
The other thing we do in this episode is we hear from you guys at home, wherever in the world you are, we find out what you're thinking of Sofa Cinema Club. I'm going to start us off on Twitter, actually. I may have said that Twitter is dead, but Twitter is back alive again. We've had quite a lot of people getting in touch on Twitter. People loved the annual trip to Bedford Falls. Sophie got back in touch to say, if you're feeling shitty, I would really, really, in capital letters, recommend At Sofa Cinema Club, It's a Wonderful Life episode. Made me have a completely different outlook on life and what it is worth. Really knocked me out of this negative mindset I've been in tonight.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Excellent.
The other stuff on Twitter is people looking forward, well, people wanting us to watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is it a Canadian film?
John Hughes wrote it.
Oh, did he?
Chris Columbus was meant to direct it. And he fell out with Chevy Chase and said, he's an ignorant prick, I'm not doing it. So he walked off the set and he walked into Home Alone.
Oh.
So the other thing on Twitter, Jack, which I think you might have missed, is Mr. Atkinson got in touch to send us a picture and asking for some advice. His son has just received the Lego Taj Mahal for Christmas.
Oof.
What sort of time frame will it be till he expects to see him again?
Well, what was I? I was 21 hours, wasn't I? I was 21 hours, balls deep.
I thought it took you weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not just sat there in shit and piss for 21 hours.
That's what I thought you meant.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought you meant you did it in a day.
I fucking move and I eat and I shower and I brush my fucking teeth.
So it took as long as it took to build the Taj Mahal. I think it was 25 years to build the Taj Mahal.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I did it in 21 hours.
So there. And I broke it in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Onto the old Instagram, Ben. What have people been saying?
Oh, hold on. Let me find. Yeah, I've got into this. So this is from LeahStar86. This is Instagram. So she still managed to put 10 stars down. Very good. Guys, you are my favourite. Very good podcast. I love listening to you. You're all mint. I listen to you in my car. My head falls off from laughing so much. Film suggestions for you. Arlington Road. Love this film. If you haven't seen it, give it a watch. 10 stars. 10 stars so you don't need to count. So she said, there we go.
I have seen it. Is it Jeff Bridges? It's Jeff Bridges and it's got a weird ending, I think, from memory. I'd have to rewatch it, but I can't quite remember.
We put out about Jack's stag do mishap on the Instagram and Debbie got in touch to say, years ago, my mother-in-law asked me to go to a wedding reception with her whilst I was visiting. She knew the groom's parents through work. We were late for dinner but quickly found a seat and had some dessert. There were well over 300 people there and the bride and groom finally made it to our table to say hello. We then realised we were at the wrong wedding. To make it even more awkward, we then had to retrieve the envelope of cash that we'd dropped on the gift table before leaving to get to the right wedding.
Get the money back.
Had the pudding.
Oh, they had the pudding.
Did the first dance. And then, we're not the right wedding.
Wedding crashes. They were literally wedding crashes.
So, obviously, this podcast is the Sofa Cinema Club. And a big thing in the Sofa Cinema Club is cinema. And we always give you guys at home a chance to win a trip to the cinema on us. And we're back, Ben. And we've got a competition winner, haven't we?
We have. It's Jessica Williams.
Woo!
And she's going to the showcase Winnish Reading.
Ah, yes.
Oof.
Isn't Showcase a posh cinema? Isn't that like Everyman?
Used to be. I used to go to Showcase cinemas in Leeds.
The one at Birstall?
Yeah, that's the one I used to go to. Is that posh?
Well, I don't know. We might be having to fork out for a better voucher here.
That was where I spent all my youth in the 90s. Showcase cinemas.
Well, I'm sure that's been done up and is now nice. Like, I'm sure that's now a nice cinema to go to.
She could let us know.
Because the thing we are asking for is for Jessica to send us a voice note and tell us how her trip to the cinema went. We want to know what film she watched, what snacks she ate, and who she went with. She might not have been able to go with anyone, because if it is an expensive cinema, your voucher is only £30.
One ticket, no nachos.
Now, we've been mentioning in the previous episodes that the podcast is now on Patreon. And this week, we're about to put our first ever special episode onto Patreon. And we've got a few thank yous, haven't we, Ben, that you're going to incorporate into this.
I am. What I like about this is some of the people, it's their names. And then sometimes it's like a little nickname. Or some it's just the first name. So the first one is Jane. So if you're out there, Jane...
Which I know exactly who that is, don't forget.
Is it your mum?
Of course it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
It just says Jane. Could be any Jane.
J-A-N-E, not Jane with a Y.
No, yeah, J-A-N-E.
Yeah, she sent me a text saying subscribe to Patreon.
So the first Patreon subscriber is Jane. The next one's Jodie. Any luck there?
No.
Tony Punch. He's in there. Joe Ashworth. Now, we all know Joe, don't we? Molly. Molly Vogler.
Oh, good great name.
Great name. Great name. Anne Gerrish. So there we go. That's the first. I'm saving them. I'm not going to read them all out all at once. There's quite a few.
Are these our Patreon subscribers then?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in.
Thank you very much for supporting us. And like I said, this week we are dropping our first ever episode exclusive to Patreon. And we're really excited to do so. And if you want to get your hands on it, all you've got to do is go over to www.
Never start with a W.
World Wide Web.
I got it right.
Yeah, but it just takes ages.
No, it doesn't.
HTTP.
All you've got to do is go over to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub. Go there, pick your tier, and we will have a special episode waiting just for you guys. We're back here on Thursday where we are reviewing your film, which is Jingle All the Way. And we will see you here on Thursday for more Sofa Cinema Club.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.